get theoretical.
Awesome hypothetical.
I literally want to start off awesome hypotheticals that way. Like hey guys, Mike Zimmer here, joined with Stoddard Blackall yet again, the special guest on this week's show. Just did our sound check shout outs and our check in with Stoddy, and now basically we're just we're totally recording, yeah. Because what were we saying for recorded?
Oh, your hypothetical.
What was it?
If oh god,
did we already forget what it was? Oh god.
Yeah, no, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's disgusting, though.
Go, yeah.
If you uputloaded a picture of your balls. Ball sack,
that's what it
to
was.
Facebook as let your profile picture again. For 10 minutes.
Yeah, let me start again. All right, so
Jesus
just
Christ.
Like I was saying before. Like Stoddy reminded me. Thanks again, Stoddy. Fuck.
No problem, Mikey.
You still got it, Stoddy.
You want a stogie?
Okay. Give me a stogie, Stoddy. All right, here we go. We're going to do a story. And you're like, I'm just changing my profile pic. And I'm like, what if you legit took a picture of your balls and made that your profile picture?
Oh my God, fucking hell.
Just.
Can you imagine, like,
how long
people would
until
like, Who's
people
are those?
Would notice?
They'd be like, "What? Oh my
how
God, those are balls,
until someone
man!"
Someone said, "Whoa,
those aren't yours, man. Like, are those yours? Like, people
are
would just be so
balls?
Like, what the fuck?
Are you putting and then, balls up? Like, are
oh
those your
man,
balls?
I just feel like it would
whose
ripple
balls are those?
Everywhere. It would just explode. It would go everywhere.
I know that's
I feel
a
like,
horrible
like,
thing to think, but I mean,
everyone
you know,
would know.
Because you know, do you post often? Do you post enough that people would notice?
I mean,
something
my friends.
I mean,
yeah,
when I notice,
people would notice.
I mean, if just for a day, just do it for a day, literally 24 hours.
I'd probably get 5,000 likes a day.
Like literally
no,
24
kidding,
hours,
no.
remove the notification, like do it in the middle of the night when no one really is noticing, and then remove the notification so that no one really knows that you did it, and then just post something.
Yeah. Oh my God, man.
And see what people say about your ball sack photo, and not even know that you fucked up your profile or uploaded a photo. That's how we're starting awesome.
Honestly, man, I don't even. I can't believe that I'm admitting this, but I realize I've done this.
Oh my God!
Accidentally, wait. I was not of like a close up picture, but I was at a nude beach in Greece,
I
had a picture of myself at a nude beach.
Wait.
And I accidentally, when I got home from that trip, I just was like uploading pictures from my Greek trip, and that one
wait,
was up for literally like 5 minutes, and my sister-in-law saw
wait,
it.
Wait, of what? You full frontal naked, or you
full
like side?
Naked.
You like side saddle, or
full just
like
sitting,
what, like sitting
on
but
a
like
lawn
like
chair,
opening
oh,
like
Jesus
spread eagle,
Christ,
like
man.
With your dick and balls hanging out.
We really shouldn't put
like
this
a disgusting
up. Oh my
son
God,
of a bitch. Disgusting study. I'm just horrified. You're a guest in my home and you're talking about
a topless
about
girl walked by.
That'd be great.
And everybody else was like older.
Is this anywhere online?
These
can
two older
find
women
this photo?
Old, pretty old women.
Did you care? Were you drunk?
Were
you were high?
Looking at me.
What happened? Did this really happen?
No,
is this a lie?
It really happened.
It better have happened because it's too amazing.
I can't remember what island it was.
If you're fucking with me, I'm going to hate you forever because
like,
I have so much respect for you.
No, it was like Aegina. It was this island called Aegina or something? A-E-G? Aegina or
you
something?
Really
I can't remember
this?
If that's the island, but
no.
I went to a nude beach and I set up the camera because I wanted to document it.
Eagle.
I was like, you know.
Jesus,
and Stoddy. Then it was up on Facebook for like
Jesus,
5 minutes.
You are fucking hardcore,
and
dude.
My sister-in-law saw it.
Guys, Mike Zimmer, Jeremy Stoddard, Blackall. Go to our
do
website.
We have to put this up?
Yeah, it's already up. Go to our website, yotina.podomec.com for the podcast. Subscribe at Team Awesome Inc. Go to Stoddard Blackall's website. StoddardBlackall.com. Follow his tweets at StoddardBlackall. Again, at StoddardBlackall.
Well,
guys, we're doing
Stoddy
awesome hypotheticals. At Stoddy Blackall.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn, I
it's
am just...
because it can't be that long. It sucks.
I know. I wish it was
but
at Stoddard Blackall, but it's at
keeps
Stoddy.
Keeps you up.
Stoddy. Stoddy Blackall. At Stoddy Blackall.
Yeah, shit.
Sorry, guys.
I gotta
shit.
Change that.
No,
like,
it's not you. It's
my
me.
Instagram, I actually use a lot, and it's just S Blackall.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I might change my Twitter to S Blackall. Well, maybe. Anyway.
You know, honestly, I think you should just keep it Stoddy Blackall. People call you Stoddy anyway. So
I know.
I like it.
I know.
I think it's differs. More, it's like Skippy. Skippy Blackall. Stoddy Blackall. But better. It's Stoddy.
It's something like. It's kind of like my show
Stoddy.
Name. It's my stage name. Yeah, yeah.
Hot Stoddy.
Yeah, I thought about having that as like a band name. And I was
hot,
like, no,
hot
it's just
Stoddy,
too,
dude. Yes. Anyway,
it's too
let's get
cheap,
to our hypotheticals. I want to get. We're gonna answer some fucking mysteries of the universe. Finally, once and for all, we're gonna give people some answers.
Fucking finally,
people got
man.
Some questions for us, and we gotta answer them.
We need to answer them before
they're
we
like,
eat
dude,
pizza.
Yeah, we gotta eat some fucking pizza. We got some awesome pizza coming. Fuck yeah. Would you rather be a junkie with enough money to support your addiction or hugely obese to the point where you can barely walk? Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I'm doing random hypothetical questions, and we're literally starting with fuck my life questions. I think this is just FML hypotheticals. Would you rather be a junkie with enough money to support your addiction or hugely obese to the point where you can barely walk?
A junkie.
Yeah, because junkies tend to be skinny, right?
Because hopefully you could go to rehab. You could kind of get yourself together. I don't know.
And if you have enough money to support your addiction, then maybe
then
you could save up money.
You're not spiraling down.
But
I
if
mean,
you're hugely abused to the point where you can't walk, it's like, what's the
overdose
fucking point?
Or something. Yeah, no. I just, oh my God. It'd be so hard to bounce back from that. Your skin is already stretched. It's all, you're so past point. You're so unhealthy that like to exercise from that. Oh my God. How, you just have to be, it would have to be baby steps.
Oh.
You have to be little, you know, yeah. You have to start very small exercises, you know, like just moving my arms.
Yeah.
Just eating that cookie up and down. No, but like.
I would rather be a junkie and then try and get my shit together. I was an alcoholic for like 10 years and it was really hard. And I've been sober for over 4 years now.
You bounced back. But through the grace and
love of our Lord and our Savior, Satan. I made it through. Sorry, I'm gonna stop. I know.
Oh my God!
Our Dark Lord Satan, who saved my life from alcohol.
You really make me
want to
score
devil.
This conversation.
No.
I would love to score that.
That'd be great. I wish we had the keytar, but it's cool. I just love jive talking. Junkie, which is a horrible decision to make in life, but a junkie. So there's your answer. Whatever your name is on Twitter. They got like
That's from Twitter?
They got 10 likes for that one. Okay. Wow.
They asked. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, here's another tweet. If you could know the answer to any yes or no question, what would it be? It's literally any yes or no question. And you need to know the answer. Oh, that's a tough one. It could be anything, and it'd be like, is the meaning? Oh, you'd have to be really careful, dude.
Oh, God,
you'd have to be
man,
like,
that's
oh,
really tough,
fuck,
man.
Whoever you are, they got 13 likes on that one.
Am I gonna live a long
you
and
gotten
healthy
more.
Life?
You're going personal on that one. I like
I
that.
I mean, yeah,
no, you
I
know
was
what?
Thinking,
it makes
you know,
sense,
maybe
dude.
I gotta think more than me, but if it's about one question, it's.
You know what? It makes sense.
If
dude,
I live a long, healthy
right.
life, I have more. I can do things. I can help people. I can,
you're
you know, still
I agree.
Give back, but like.
I totally agree with that.
It would be nice to know. Just, I mean. Imagine if you heard no.
Oh my God! I would rather. That's
so.
A good one.
I don't know.
I like that.
That's scary because
like
if you got
to
know
the
that
answer
would fuck you
to any
up.
Yes or no question. Yeah. If you could answer, yours was. What was your question?
Oh,
yes or no?
Am I gonna live a long and healthy life?
Am I gonna live a long and healthy life? Yeah, that's a good one because you don't want to know
don't
too
know.
Much.
It's just
you
the
don't
first
want
thing
know
that I heard.
You don't want to know too much. You don't want to know, am I going to be successful? Am I going to? Because if the answer,
is a big
if
word.
The answer is no, it's like, what does success mean to you?
Yeah, I mean,
and
healthy,
what does success mean to other people?
Exactly.
And
like,
healthy.
You can be fucked
fuck.
Up and ruined.
Yes or no
and still
is,
be famous.
All right. Anyway,
it's better to be healthy and long and you know healthy is happy. Yeah, happy is healthy. So I think healthy is a big umbrella term.
Oh God! If you could live for we've asked that one before. Well, this one got 22 likes.
Oh, maybe yeah.
Boom! You have to answer this question. Like you have to answer this question as soon as I get done asking it. As soon as I get done asking
I'm
it, you have to say
to
the answer.
Focus.
Suppose you are given two options: kill yourself immediately or live for all of eternity. What would you choose? Go.
Live forever.
Yeah, me too. Live forever. Ding ding.
Holy
done.
Shit!
Next. Literally next. We don't need to expand upon that.
That's
it's like
scary
what?
As
like,
hell,
it's like
though.
Literally
isn't
live
it?
Forever past everyone and your own, you know, everything,
oh
or
my
die
God.
Now.
Oh my God!
There
what
you
a
go.
Question.
Fuck.
That is the question of all questions.
And the big point was you have fuck. To answer it immediately.
That is Ooh. And it just came out. Yep.
God, these are like, no, fuck my life questions. Forever.
Fuck, it's just weird that that's such a terrifying thought. God.
Here's another fuck my life question. Huh. If you were the last person left on Earth, what would you do?
You know you're the last person. You
yeah,
can't,
you're legit. Because
otherwise you would be searching
the last
and searching
person.
And searching. You know.
You're legit the last person on Earth. What would you do?
What about animals?
I mean, you're the last person.
Okay.
So there doesn't say anything
I
about
would,
animals.
There's I animals. Would befriend animals. I would become part of their families.
Well, you would have to.
I mean, I
like,
would just like be like part of the pack.
You'd have to, man, because you'd have no choice. Like, there'd be nothing but animals.
Not to say
that
it would
sucks.
Bestiality. None of that.
What,
you know?
What?
Because I said, like, make a family with... I'm not, like, making a family with, like, marrying an
animal. No one
an
said
animal.
Bestiality,
oh, well,
study.
I'm just
you
saying.
You said bestiality. Go to his website, StoddardBlackall.com. Go to his tweets, at StoddyBlackall. Sorry.
No, I had this friend in high school. We just our inside joke was just yelling, bestiality, while we
ew.
Were dying,
you guys
pretending
are
to die.
Oh.
Like it was our last word, the idea of someone being like just a normal life, and then they're like dying, bestiality, and they die. We thought that was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
That's so messed up.
Here's a good one, and this is another, like, you got to answer quickly.
Oh, shit.
Like, as soon as okay. I ask this question, I got to answer it, too. If you were to have either a teleporter or a time travel machine, which one would you want?
Teleporter.
Yes!
Holy shit,
best
it just
friend
came
test.
Out!
Best friend test confirmed. High five. Yeah.
Oh,
fuck yeah, dude.
God.
Best friend test confirmed.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. Teleporter. Are you kidding me?
Time
travel? Fuck time travel. You will fuck things
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you'll mess things up.
Teleportation, get
you can
get
go
to work
anywhere.
Faster.
I mean,
yes,
if you could
agreed.
Go anywhere, how far does that span? Could you go to a different
oh
part
God.
Of the galaxy?
Yes. Yeah,
once
you
discover the universe, like,
fucking
what if you,
put
you
me...
could discover anything? You could learn how to time travel with your distance, like with your
yeah.
spatial awareness. I don't know. I just think that you have more power that way, and you would fucking mess up everything
oh,
traveling
yeah.
in time.
Yeah, yeah, teleportation.
Yeah. But I don't
literally.
Know who's to say you would be able
you,
to affect it when you
dude,
travel through time. Maybe
save,
you wouldn't affect it. You could just look at it.
The money you'd save from getting from what? One point to the other. Think about how much money you spend getting from point A to point B.
Ugh.
Like, even just like, oh, I need to stop off and get something before I go
ugh.
Home. It's like, fuck it. Yeah, exactly. Ugh. Teleportation. Get me from home to work. I'll wake up, shower. As soon as I'm done showering, I'll go to work, and it'll be like, boom. I got 2 minutes, and then I'm at work.
I mean, it would
are you
make,
kidding
you
me?
Would still get to places late, because
yeah.
then you know how long it can take. It's
there,
like, oh, I'm going to get there in 1 second.
I fucking bought a
you're 5 seconds late.
I bought a skateboard recently because I'm fucking lazy. Because I want to cut my like walk to the train
yeah.
in half.
Yeah.
Literally.
And then now you probably find yourself going zooming
no,
on it because you're
I'm
late.
There. Dude. Because
you know you're going to get there quicker. It
yeah,
doesn't change it.
It doesn't change it because like now I'm like, oh, I got the board. I could just board my way over. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Now, yeah. now I'm depending on the board and it's raining and it's like, oh, fuck, I can't board in the rain. It's like,
An example of how traveling in time, you'd try to change something and it would end up going to its form where it was supposed to go or like where it kind of. Naturally was leading to.
What does this one mean? This is a weird, I'm sorry to just derail shit real quick, but this is just random as fuck. Have sex or watch it?
What a
is
dumb
that mean,
question.
Does that mean
I mean, what, sorry.
No, it just says
no,
have
I didn't mean
sex
dumb.
Or watch it. Have
that's...
sex or watch. It just says have sex or watch it. No question
I meant
mark.
Dumb because I obviously choose
it has no
have
question
sex.
Mark. It has no would you rather have sex or just watch it. It just says have sex
it's
or
just...
watch it. I guess both.
I mean, I guess
like
some people might say
watch it.
You know,
both.
That's cool.
I want both.
I want to watch. Yeah, I want both. I want to watch it. Sure.
I
want to
switch.
I'd
hit.
Like to watch two girls. I mean, that's honestly, if I were to choose to watch it,
what?
I was just.
That's
honest.
Awfully specific. You're being very specific
well, you know,
in this hypothetical.
Okay. I know, but I just.
I love
okay.
it. Keep
but like
going.
You know, I want to. I would choose to do it than to just watch it.
Oh my God.
Sit idly by.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
have
like,
sex
fuck.
Or watch it. I'd rather
you
have
know?
Sex. Duh. But I'd like it's to torture. Watch it too.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
here
we
go.
Choose that, then yeah,
another
definitely.
Fuck my life question. If you were stuck in the TV show Friends, which character would you want to be? This
oh,
is a fuck my
great.
Life question.
That's
fuck
great.
My life
Friends.
On this question.
Friends is a very funny show.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got to say.
Yeah.
It's got its, you know,
how about this?
Cheese factor sometimes, but I love it.
I
would I
guess,
say
I like Chandler. Fuck you. Okay. Just by association, I got to be either Joey or David Schwimmer. And I'm calling him David Schwimmer now, his character's name, because he might as well be called David Schwimmer in the fucking show. Huh. I'm David Schwimmer.
Oh, he's the best, though. He's so, love him. I mean, he's a great director. So hilarious.
He's a film director now. He directed a movie with Simon Pegg. I can't remember. But yeah, I guess we both said Chandler. So
oh, my God.
Chandler.
That's my middle, that's my middle name. So, I mean, I've always loved him. And he's just funny. He's sweet.
We got time for one more, and I want it to be a good one. If us, okay, we, right. You just got to react. We're going to react.
This is a quick one?
This is a quick one. We're just reacting, dude. All
right.
Okay. If an alien suddenly appeared in front of you, how do you think you would react?
I would be just extremely nice and careful and slow. I would be patient, and I would be bright and smiling and just, I mean, just like sort of regular and just be try to be really friendly.
Dude.
And I would stay still. And
what
I would just,
if I told you I'm a motherfucking alien? No, that'd be
crazy.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
And I ripped off my mask and it was like a lizard skin.
Well, if you, I would stay still. I would not, I would be patient.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'd be like
give me the same answer, but.
You know what? That's
I'd punch you in the face.
Oh, that's mean.
No, I'd say, I'm training you because people will do this.
I'm a nice lizard person. I don't want to rule your world. I want to eat your blood as a lizard person.
Okay. Oh, okay. No,
and they don't want to do that, guys. We don't. They don't. If an alien suddenly...
You said we, but...
They... If an alien suddenly appeared in front of me, how would I react? Huh. I would just... I would be like a deer in headlights. I'd be like... I would...
My teeth.
I know. I'd be like... I'd be like... I would literally just do this.
And my tongue is like this black... Like steaming,
I would revert to 12,
like, bubbling tongue, and it's this close to your nose.
Oh my God, I would revert to being like 12 years old in a haunted house, like with my sisters, just, and my sisters like, made me go first, and I was the only boy, and I was like,
oh
fuck, I was
my
the youngest,
God.
And I had to go, and it was a haunted house. I was like, fuck this shit, and I was the whole time I was just stone faced, like this is horrifying. I am so scared, and it fucked me up. To this day, I don't like horror.
I remember.
Not horror, but I don't like haunted houses. Just like for as fun things to go do.
I love
friends.
Haunted houses.
I don't.
I just.
Because
I
they
get
traumatized
bored.
Me.
I get bored of them.
They fuck me up, man.
These days, I can't. I just get entertained. And I just see.
But an alien, I would be quiet.
I just.
I would be quiet. I would wait for them to try and communicate with me. I would literally just wait for them to do something. But if they were waiting for me to do something.
Yeah, you'd probably freeze. Most people would probably freeze. Honestly.
I would freeze. I would freeze.
Well, that's kind of what I would freeze. And then I just move slowly from there.
And,
then
I'd
talk
then
really
I'd
low and be like,
I wouldn't
am not
say
a
anything.
Threat.
I would be worried to say something. I'd probably
no,
because
they wouldn't understand
hand.
Me. But I just
I'd lift both my hands up in a sort of I am not. I mean you no harm.
Yeah.
And I would get on my knees and I'd be like, I am not a threat. You do not have
that's
to worry
why,
about
yeah.
me.
I would move away.
I would
slowly.
Look at them and be like, you are a superior being or intelligence of some sort. You've somehow made it to my planet. Or you know about, like, look, I will back the fuck off. God. You are an alien. Like,
what if it started slowly moving towards you?
I'd be like, I'm going to die.
I know,
this
right? This is it. This
I'm
is
too
it.
Scared and
it's
going to
be all over
no
the news.
I
won't be able to read
from,
it. I'm going to be the one who was killed
and then
by
I'm
the
gonna
alien.
I'm
going
to have the fucking chest burster. I'm going to be at the diner.
Yeah,
that fucking alien. It was no
it
big
was
deal.
It was a real alien.
No, no problem. I'm fine. Next thing you know, and a fucking alien shoots out of my stomach and I die.
Yep.
No. No. I'm running away. I changed my answer.
Oh,
I'm running.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck that alien.
Yeah.
Fuck it and it's alien butt.
You know, maybe a good idea if you're
aliens
really threatened
fucking
by it, you
humans.
Make yourself big.
Yeah, you're
like
right.
With an animal?
Scare it.
I don't know, but if
scare
it's really
it.
Smart, you just go.
Yeah, fuck it.
You think that's going to do anything?
And it speaks your language.
That would be amazing. What if it spoke back to you in the same way? And it was like.
Do you want to put jackets
on? It's really nice. It's the nicest thing you've
What's
ever
What's your favorite Grim Grom? Grim Grom.
My brother and I
you're
made
like,
up
what
this
the fuck?
My brother
this thing understands me.
And I made up this monster called Grablay. That's really nice.
What's a Grablay?
They accidentally kill
people. You know there's
people.
A multiverse. There really are Grablay.
They're really clumsy. Yeah, yeah. And
there's a multiverse.
They're the nicest things you'll ever meet. But
really?
But they're extremely dangerous.
Yeah?
Like, they'll accidentally kill people.
Why?
And that's why people are terrified of them. Because have like sharp fingers and like they have a big tail that'll whip around and just like kill people and they'll choke accidentally.
I want
to
find
be friends
one.
With them. They're not. Those are the nice. No, I'm saying like they're the nicest creatures.
But
you
they
could ever
seem
meet,
mean.
But they accidentally kill.
Oh, that's
because they're dangerous. Their bodies are.
Wait
dangerous.
A minute.
Their manners.
Are you talking about some traumatizing thing that you don't want to discuss? Did you kill something, Stoddy? Where is it? Where'd you bury it? Where's its corpse?
I just can't, like, at this time, I can't discuss it.
You need to come to terms on this show at this moment.
Do you want my lawyer on the show?
Before
I mean, do you want to really get that trouble involved?
Before pizza gets here,
that kind
you need
trouble.
To confess the sins of...
Not until my lawyer is
Dude,
present.
Dude, you're good. Statute of limitations, bruh.
I can't...
That's horrifying.
Oh my god.
Because there's people out
if there really were a
there
story
are dark but... motherfuckers like that out there. And Stoddy is nowhere near it's a hypothetical. We're
the closest I come to
fucking
that
around
is
it's
being
comedy.
Obsessed with Dexter.
People are
that
fucking
is the closest I get to that.
Ridiculous.
They are.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stoddy.
I fucking love Dexter and I would be his friend. I would be his friend.
You gotta stop saying stuff like that.
I just
or
wouldn't tell anyone.
Don't stop.
I wouldn't help him, but I would just...
Speaking of don't stop,
I'd
guys,
trust
we,
him.
We can't stop on the hypotheticals. I know we can't necessarily remember all of them, but which hypothetical sticks out to you the most? I think the ones where we both...
Live Forever one.
Ooh.
That one hit me hard.
That's a hard one.
And the way that you have to answer fast is fascinating. I love it.
You have to really get...
Do you think
the speed
of making
rounds.
Adding that
this
into
This
was
a fuck
like,
my life
that's
speed
really
round.
Good.
Usually the speed rounds are just fun and kind of esoteric.
Yeah, this was a fuck my life.
This was like FML. Yeah. FML. Yeah. So, we got a theme. Jesus. But thanks for sticking in it with us, guys. And,
sticking
and
it in with us. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Yeah. And we hope that our mancers.
Our romancers.
Ooh.
Are ready to romance.
We hope they answered your questions about those mysteries of the universe. But also we hope that this was enlightening to you in some way, shape, or form. Thank you
for the
Twitter submitted ones.
Thank you
for the random ones we found online, the people who submitted those as well. Awesome stuff. And the one that sticks out to me the most, I think the one that were the ones that we agreed on, like the Friends one where we both said Chandler.
We just said thank you at the same time.
Yeah. Fuck.
We keep saying the same thing. We said Chandler.
Know.
What was the other thing
it's
before
a mind
that?
Link.
There was another one that, too.
Well, it was a quick one. It was the Live Forever one. We're both Live Forever.
We said the same things
it's
on
like
everything.
Live free or die hard. Live free,
boom.
Motherfucker.
Right at the same fucking time.
Yeah.
Grablay. Accidentally bam, killing bam, teddy bear.
If you ever meet an alien and you start talking like that and it talks it talks the same way, that also stuck out to me too as fucking like how random would that be
if it just said a normal thing, like
if you were like grab 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 and it went grab 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 and you're like what the fuck,
can I have a bite of your roll?
What the fuck? I'm blown away by that. All right, guys. Go to his tweets.
All right.
Follow his tweets at Stoddy Blackall. Go to his website, StoddardBlackall.com. Check out our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Go to our website, yotina.podomatic.com. Check out our YouTube channel. Stoddard Blackall is doing YouTube reactions with us.
Yep.
Simmer Mike, all caps, Simmer Mike, like I'm yelling at you. Simmer Mike. Like Sega, but it's not trademarked like Sega. But it is. It's a business because it's Team Awesome Inc. affiliate. Weird. Anyway, check out Stoddard podcast, the Stoddcast, his tweets at the Stoddcast.
Yes,
guys,
yes.
This has been great. Thank you, Stoddy, for joining us on this awesome hypotheticals.
Man.
This has been a blast and a half.
Great
yet
questions.
Again, we've answered.
I mean,
we've done it
man,
again.
Those were.
We've solved all the mysteries of the universe again.
You fucked my mind.
Hooray!
I gotta say it.
We fucked each other's minds.
I guess
mind
we
fuckery.
Did. Happy
and the,
pride.
And the listeners and
happy,
the people who ask these
happy
questions
pride.
Fucked
I mean,
our
but
mind.
Seriously, happy pride.
Happy pride.
I mean, aside from, I don't want to make it, like,
no.
make
no.
a joke of it. You
no,
know?
No. Seriously, happy pride. But, goddamn, thanks for fucking our minds up, guys. Jesus. And we're not talking about the pride thing. The pride thing's a good thing. We're talking about
it is.
The hypotheticals. Jesus.
Oh, man. All right.
Anyway, those
were...
Hey, check out Stoddard Blackall's new band.
Details.
With an asterisk before.
So you just call... Yeah, we don't have to say star details or whatever. But like written, yep, it's asterisk. Yeah. Details,
so when it, and yeah. we'll keep you informed
and
on EP's
that. EP's coming out soon.
Yes, it
soon,
is. Soon, so soon. We will definitely keep you up to date. But I'm really excited about that, dude. I'm glad you're doing band stuff. That's
cool.
Cool,
catchy, like.
You keep
poppy
you quit,
stuff.
You keep
that's cool.
switching it up. You're a wild card.
You know,
starter.
I try different things. You got to kind of really cover all the grounds. You're like fantastic. Just sort of try different shit, rather than having my own band. It's like a band of guys like minds kind of creating together, which is different.
I think
me.
It's brilliant.
I like it.
And you've been nothing but like inspiring, and you've continued to evolve and grow. And update yourself as an artist and change with the times. And that's really, you know, these days it's really admirable. And it shows that you have staying power as not only a solo artist, but as a session player and as a live artist. And,
you know, in
many different facets. So, and as a teacher and instructor. So very happy to have you on. And again, check him out, StouterBlackall.com. He does all the music for the show. Fantastic stuff. Let's hear from Stouter Blackall, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
Peace out, and thank you, Stouter Blackall, for helping me solve the mysteries of the universe yet again.
You're welcome.
Namaste.
Good night. This has been Team Awesome. Awesome experience. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
You're at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.